gonna work. Yeah, great. Okay, good evening, everybody. As I mentioned, we're gonna do Genesis 37, 26. That's in Parshas Vayeshev, Lamed Zayin Kavav. I'll read the verse first in English and then in Hebrew. Yehuda said to his brothers, "What gain will there be if we kill our brother and cover up his blood? Ma betza ki naharog es achinu v'kisinu es damo." It's a very strange pasuk. What gain? What do we have to gain if we kill him and cover his blood? What kind of gain could we possibly be talking about? So it's kind of a little bit of quote from Rashi, but b'kol makom shenizkar b'mikra lashon betza midaber b'hanas mamon. That every place in Tanakh, every place in the scripture that's mentioned the word betza is an understanding of the word hana'at mamon, some kind of financial benefit, some kind of gain. So we're going to kind of address this throughout the night. What was on their minds, what was at least on Yehuda's mind, what kind of financial gain is there if we would have killed him? In other words, if there's no financial gain, then we won't kill him. If there's a financial gain, then we'll kill him. Does that make any sense? What kind of financial gain about killing your own brother? V'kan mehecha teise shiyelehem hanas mamon bidvar hariga. This is like out of the ordinary. Very strange. Here, from where would we even possibly think that there's some kind of financial gain from murder? Al kenir lomar. Therefore, it seems this is what it's saying. Shekol ikar hakina haytala habachora. So we're going to discuss this a lot tonight. That the main point of this jealousy that existed amongst the brothers, or let's say it could be Yehuda, it could be Reuven, but the brothers, it says all of them, right? They all had this jealousy. The main point of their jealousy was over the birthright, or we'll say the firstborn rights, whatever rights go along with firstborn. Ki hirgishu ha'achim biktonet pasim sheyitein lo ha'bechura. That the brothers felt that this beautiful jacket, this fine woolen tunic, that was given to him because he was the first. He was the firstborn. K'mivar lamala. So now we're going to skip back. I mentioned to you, we're going to go back to Pasuk Gimel. So if you go back to Lamed Zayin Gimel, and I'm going to quote the verse, and then we're going to see Rashi on that. So here we go, Lamed Zayin Gimel. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his sons, since he was a child of his old age, and he made him a fine woolen tunic. Okay. V'Yisrael ohav es Yosef mikol benav. Yaakov loved, or Yosef loved, Yisrael loved Yosef more than all his sons. Ki ben zekunim hu. He was a child of his old age. And he made for him vasalo, and he made for him this special garment. So Rashi says, to find it, okay, ben zekuni. So there's a different pshatim. There actually brings down three, I think. Starts off by saying, well, Yosef was born at Yaakov's old age, so he's called the child of his old age. Now uncle says, bar chachim hula, that he was a wise son. And why was he a wise son? Koma shalomad mishem ve'ever moserlo. All the wisdom, all the Torah that Jacob had learned for all those years in the yeshiva of shame and aver, he transmitted, he gave over to that particular son, Yosef. And then he says, Devar Acher, as maybe as an alternative answer, it says, Shehoya Ziv Ik Nunim Shalo, Doimelo, that Yosef was called his son of his old age because of the Ziv Ikunim. Now there's a little bit of play on words, because if you have the Zion of Ziv, the Kuf, and the Nun Nun, it sounds like, you know, Zakanim. So because of the splendor of his appearance, he resembled Jacob. Okay. So now that we saw that verse, we're going to go into our Kli Yikar and go back to that verse to see what the Kli Yikar actually says about this verse. So we're going back to page Kuf Samech Chet. So it's verse 3. We're going to skip the first paragraph. We're going to start where it says, it's right in the middle, Devar Acher. Alternatively, Shekol, everyone has it?
Devar Acher?
Shekol Masha Lamad Min Shem Ve'Ever Moser Lo. Everything that Yaakov had learned from Shem and Aver, these were the two Rosh Hashivas, great-great-grandparents, he taught over to specifically Yosef. V'lamalo Moshe l'chobonav mashalamad. Why, you know, we can ask, why did Yaakov only give this information or the wisdom and pass it on to one son? He had many sons. Why did he not pass it on to all the rest of his sons? L'vadai, certainly must be, l'fish chobonav ma'asu b'chachmos. It is hard to say about our forefathers. The truth is, our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, these are the heads of the tribes, that they were, let's say, they disliked this wisdom. They were not keen. Masu is a strong language. It's more than dislike. V'lo nitchabru el Yaakov l'shmo mimenu. They didn't want to bond with their father, Yaakov, to listen to him, or listen about from the Torah that he had to offer. Avo Yosef ben Zakunim hulo. But as we saw, Yosef was the, either we had three different explanations, what ben Zakunim was in Rashi, that he was the son of his old age, or he was the one who loved wisdom. He was the wise son, or the one that looked like him. He had the Ziv Ashchina. Shetamid hu ponu lo Yaakov. He continuously, constantly turned to Yaakov to learn. V'nitzaf l'shmoa mepiv, and he yearned to listen from what came out of his mouth. Mashalamud mishem ve'ever, whatever he had learned in his early yeshiva days from Shem and Ever. Al kain ahevo. That's why Yaakov loved Yosef so much. And Vitargumo, Rashi says that this was what Ankelus mentioned, Barchachim Hulo. He was a wise son. And there's a verse in Job, in Iuv. It says, B'shishim Chochma, in old age there is wisdom. So we understand a little bit here that we're not obviously talking about Yosef per se, but when you look at our elders, we should recognize that's where the wisdom is. So yeah, maybe we are talking about Yosef also, but I think it's referring to Yaakov. V'zeh sha'amar, and this is what the last explanation in Rashi was, shahayav ziv ikonim doimelo, that his countenance, right, was very, what's the word? I used it before. It was exuberant, and it was also similar to him. Ki chachmas adam ta'ir panav, because in Kehelis, in Ecclesiastes, it says in pasuk in chapter 8, pasuk aleph, that wisdom of man illuminates his face. So we see the wisdom both on his father and on Yosef. There was an illumination, and that was a similar thing that they had. V'yesh remez kan l'masha amru chazal in Kedushin mem bet. There's a hint here to what the rabbis have said in Gemara Kedushin. Nanu kulam v'amru. There might have been an argument, what's greater, learning Torah or doing actions? And they all agree, Talmud is gadol, that learning is greater. But why? Because shemevi lide maisa. I mean, it's kind of like a catch-22 and it's a twist, but the reason that the learning is greater is because it actually brings you to do the action, which is obviously why some held the action was greater. If you're going towards a goal, but the Talmud brings you to the highest level of action, because then you know how to do it right. Kach hizkir kan shleimu shel Yosef b'pasuk, so thusly, we have the mentioning here of the completion or the perfection of Yosef in the verse, Hayaroe es achi betzon, that he was shepherding his brother's flock, lema'et kol mine ria ha'asurim. This comes to exclude any type of pasturing that's forbidden. So it's even a pimp in Hebrew is a roetz tznus. To pasture is not always the most productive use of one's time. So here he says, so this comes to, he was a roe, he was pasturing or shepherding, let's say, his brother's flock. This was to exclude that he was not doing shtuyot, as they say. He wasn't wasting his time with not just frivolous things, but perhaps even forbidden things. Afa pi kein lo ahevo ki imitzad. Even though, right, nevertheless, the main reason that Yaakov loved Yosef was only from the aspect of this concept of wisdom. Ki ben zekunim hu lo, he was the wise child, he was the inquisitive one, he begged for more, he wanted to know about the universe, the cosmos, and life itself. Bar chacham he, right? He was the wise child, gadol Talmud, because Talmud is greater than ma'aseh. Okay, now we're going to flip back. I just wanted you to see that because that's a little bit pertinent to the rest of our discussion tonight. So we left off where it's like, if you just came in, it's page Kuf Ayin Aleph. It's chapter Lamed Zayin 37, verse Kavav 26. It's four lines down, right where we said, Kemuvar Lamala Pasuk Gimel. As was explained above in Pasuk Gimel, we did that. Lefi Shemishpat HaBachur. What is our real question? Let's review. The main question was, what was Yehuda thinking by saying that what financial gain would there be if we kill our brother and cover his blood? So we're
trying. I always had a theory about what he was saying. Then you can tell me if you guys agree with that. I thought he was trying to reason. He was trying to persuade his brothers. He really wanted to save Yosef, and he was trying to. He was trying to sort of like get them to go along with him, and maybe even appeal to their baser instincts.
I think you're right. You're going to see it come much more clear as we go along. I think he's even leading into the answer right now. Lefi shemishpat habachor, since the law of the firstborn is likach pishnaim, that the firstborn receives in a Yerusha, in the inheritance, double the amount of everyone else. In other words, if you have four children, one of them is a bachor, so you divide the estate to five portions, the firstborn gets two, and everyone else gets one. Nothing left over. Okay? So he says, Al kein hochu lirot tzon, avihem l'shchem. Okay, now we have to wrap our heads around this. Remember, if you know the story, they went, meaning the other sons took the sheep, and they were grazing, they were shepherding, they were pasturing the tzon of their father in a place called Shechem. What is Shechem? Shechem is a very holy place, don't get me wrong. But it's also a makam muchan the peranios usakana mipnei umos asher sivos Shechem. It's a place that has a lot of tragedy attached to it and adverse adversity. It's a dangerous place because of the nations that surround the area. Pen yigzulu tzonam ubekarim mechamat shbnei Yaakov lachutzon ubekarim kishabo al Shechem. That they really weren't that concerned. Perhaps these natives would steal their flock, the flock, because the children of Yaakov originally took them from that place. So if we go to, you know what I have to do? I just have to turn this off for 1 second.